Among those at a Capitol press conference urging lawmakers and the governor to avoid cuts to state services was Tamron Ring of Beloit. She and her husband have three kids, one of whom is autistic. Ring says they rely on Medicaid and on the state's food share or food stamps program.
We do plan on turning times around, and when the economy comes better, to be able to support ourselves without state assistance. But until then, we need help from our state to be able to meet our families' needs.
The state's counties association is also calling on some type of new tax to prevent further budget cuts. Fond du Lac County Executive Alan Beekle says he's frightened about what he might have to do with his county's budget if his state shared revenue gets slashed. He says county workers continue to see demand rise for safety net programs like food stamps.
It's very difficult for our staff to face that on a regular basis, but they are finding a lot of people that they consider middle class coming in for food stamps.
The governor and Democratic lawmakers are still meeting privately to decide how they'll address a budget shortfall that's now more than $1.6 billion larger than previously thought. The governor has said agencies should brace for cuts of up to 5%. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.